Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord in Jesus' name. Let's praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Itakatabo tamboria sanda kotorobahasaya. God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. You may be seated. No, stand up a second. You know, I was sitting over there thinking about this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this morning, tonight. And, you know, I think that, then I thought about in the Bible, the lepers that were cleansed, and only one return to give thanks. Now, that's in the Bible for a reason. That is teaching us something. And Jesus asked, well, where's the rest of them? Only one return to give thanks. You know, Thursday night, Friday day, Friday night, Saturday day, this morning, tonight, I think we ought to return and give God thanks for these good services. Let's worship the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for these services. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Itakatabo tamboria sanda. Itakataba hasanda labo hosaya. Let's give God the praise. Let's give God the glory. Glory to God, glory to God. Let's give God the praise. Let's give God the glory. Oh, let's give God. Come on, let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Itaboria sandala katabahosaya. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God, thank God. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Now, you know what I'm doing standing here? I'm trying to decide what to do. I'm just being honest with you. I could stand here and act like I know what I'm doing, but I really don't. These preachers know where I'm at right now. Do you or don't you? No, no, no. I could save this till next time. No. Now, if I preach 2 hours, you're going to be saying, whoa. then you'll think, boy, we made the wrong decision. It wasn't him. Praise God. But God has been good. And I gave my appreciations this morning. But I do want to mention Brother and Sister Price. God bless them. It's good. Been good to be here with them. And like I said, maybe some of you were not here this morning, but I gave my appreciations this morning. All right, I'm going to do it. All right, but I don't think it'll take me long to do it. If you'll listen fast. Now, if it takes me a while, it's because you're slow listeners. Okay? Praise God. You know, I read something in the paper one time, and this is what it said. I'm taking my subject tonight from the newspaper, but I'll read you a text in a minute. But maybe this will help you. Maybe this will get some of you over the hill. But I'm going to give you a thought. I read this in the newspaper. It said, among the unhappiest of people. Are you listening? among the unhappy. Now, God wants us to be happy. You know that little song, the time to be happy is now, and the place to be happy is here, and the way to be happy is to make others happy and have a little heaven down here. That was good, wasn't it? No, but it's all right to be happy. But there's some of you that's not as happy as you want to be. And there's some of you that's not as happy as you need to be. And maybe this little thought will help you to get happy. I want to preach you happy tonight. It said, among the unhappiest of people are those, now here's where it's at, are those who cannot forgive themselves. Among the unhappiest of people are those who cannot forgive themselves. And I find that in pastoring, that can be a problem with some folks. And maybe somebody's sitting here right now and your heart's beginning to beat fast. You're thinking, boy, that's me. I have a struggle with my past. I have a struggle with forgiving myself. Some people are unhappy and never really enjoy their Christian experience. This is to be enjoyed. It's not to be endured. And sometimes you get to enjoying it. You get to enjoying it, and then all at once you think about your past. Now, some folks struggle with their past when they were in sin. The devil, the Bible said the devil's a false accuser of the brethren. And he'll bring up things that happened to you or that you did when you were in sin. But I'm really talking tonight to those that, since you've come to God, maybe you've come short. Maybe you failed somewhere or whatever. And you're struggling with. God wants you to be happy. So many people are suffering depression. Now, I'm not going to get back on depression tonight, but they're still suffering depression because of their past. Because of their past. They're always analyzing it and condemning themselves. And the result is they are unhappy. I am telling you, Jesus wants you to be happy. Praise God. Some of you need to go to McDonald's tonight and get a Happy Meal after church. I think a Happy Meal would just about burst me. I'm telling you, it's eat around here. Eat. I got to get out of here. And if we're looking at our past and are depressed, it means we are listening to the devil. Or we're telling ourselves the wrong thing. In the book of John, chapter 1, in the book of John, chapter 1, John here is writing the book of 1 John. He is writing to the saints. Now, the text that I'm going to read to you, we use it sometime for the unsaved, but I'm telling you, this was for the church. First of all, Brother John said in chapter 1 and verse 4, he said, "In these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." That your joy, everybody say full. He said, "I'm going to write these things unto you, that your joy may be full." There's something robbing you, he was saying, of your joy. You haven't got as much as you need to have. Or want to have, or ought to have. And then in verse 9, and this is the text, said, "If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now, this was written some 2,000 years ago. And I realized they didn't have airplanes in those days. They didn't have automobiles in those days. They didn't have computers in those days. They didn't have cell phones in those days. And I wish we didn't have them in these days. But anyway, I know that gets to some, "Oh, how can we do without a cell phone?" I'm telling you what, I've spent most of my life without one. Yeah. And they didn't have the modern conveniences in that day that we had. But one thing that we have in common with them and they have in common with us, one thing, and that is they were human beings It's the same human nature. Maybe they didn't have a car, a phone, or ride on a plane or a train, but they were human beings with faults and shortcomings just like you and I. They were not super saints. There ain't no such thing as a super saint. In one place, the Apostle Paul even said he was pressed out of measure. Pressed out of measure. That was the great Apostle Paul. But it said, if we confess, and I want you to get this in your heart. I'm not going to take a long time, the Lord willing, if you listen fast. And that is, if we confess our sins. Now, we're not going to have a confession service here tonight. So wipe the sweat off your brow. But said, if we confess our sins, get this in your heart and believe this. Now, you can take this and believe it and receive it. Or you can listen to the devil. You can take the word of God and say, I'm going to take the word of God and believe it. Or you can keep listening to the devil or talking yourself out of a blessing. If we confess our sins, if Von Morton will confess his sins, God is faithful and just to forgive him his sins and to cleanse him from all unrighteousness. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. God, 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 God. So my subject tonight is simply this. Thor, give yourself. The problem is not getting God to forgive us, because his word said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm telling you, when that was written 2,000 years ago, I believe the Lord God had McMinnville in mind. That's right, because he knew that we were weak, frail human beings, and we were going to need this scripture. So what we need to do is accept the forgiveness of God and forgive ourselves. The problem is not God, the problem is us. Not forgiving ourselves. One reason why some people have so much trouble with themselves is because they never shake themselves free from the past. Do you hear me? The reason some folks are having so much trouble with themselves is because they never shake themselves free from the past. I tell you what we're going to do in this service. We're going to shake it off our back. I'm telling you what, one time when I was born and raised in West Texas in my formative years, we lived way out in the country. We lived further than that. They couldn't get for the first many years of my life, we had no electricity. No, we just had a coal oil lamp. And I can remember the first light bulb I seen. I can still remember standing as a kid looking up. And that thing was hanging down from the ceiling. I can still see that. Man, that was something. But anyway, we had a lot of chickens and dogs and hogs and cows and horses and cotton and cotton and more cotton. You know what? Now I'm glad y'all talked me into preaching. I'm feeling like, yeah, y'all made the right decision. Now, you made this decision. But anyway, Daddy cut a tire in two, and he would pour feed in that tire. And those chickens would gather around, and it would be a circle. You know, tires are round. I tell you what I did. I was just a kid. I was raised with all. It didn't bother me. And I'd go out there, and them chickens start eating, and I'd get them by the tail feathers, and I'd pull them backwards. They go. That was fun. But let me tell you what happened one day. This is a true story. Not even the names are changed to protect the innocent. But anyway, these chickens were eating, and I got up there and pulled that chicken's tail feather. I know you're thinking, what does this got to do with forgive yourself? Well, stay with me. I didn't know the rooster was up on the hen house. And he was tired of me messing with his girlfriends. And that rooster come off of that hen house. I didn't have a shirt on. I just a little old kid without a shirt. And I was pulling, and that rooster, seriously, it landed right on my shoulders with both feet, and held and started pecking me and slapping me. And I said, I thought, I got to get this rooster off my back. And there's some of you tonight, you got a rooster on your back. Oh, yeah, you got a rooster on your back. The past is flogging you. The past is flogging you. The past is pecking you. The past is slapping you around. Hey, let's get this rooster off our back tonight. Come on. Let's get this rooster off our back tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are many people who are living a condemned life because they've never learned to accept the forgiveness of God. Are you feeling better? They've never learned to accept the forgiveness. God has forgiven them, but they will not accept it and forgive themselves. But I'm going to tell you, after tonight, it can be different. Oh, yeah. They carry in their minds an accumulation of past mistakes and failures and sin. There's no telling. You know, if I could call everybody up here tonight and screw the top of your head off and look into your mind, you know, first blow the sawdust out of there and screw the top of your heads off, there's no telling what you're carrying in your mind. Oh, you got things in your mind tonight you don't want nobody to know. And it's a hindrance to you. And God has come here tonight and he's telling you through the preacher that all you need to do is accept the forgiveness of God and forgive yourself. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yeah. It becomes a burden that no person can bear. Oh, yeah. It produces terrific mental strain and nervousness and fear and worry. And God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When all they need to do is accept the forgiveness of God and forgive themselves. Glory to God. Many people torture themselves and spoil their lives over past sins that God has already forgiven them of. That's right. And there's some of you, every time you go to pray, you know, in Pentecost, I got a problem. And that is, some folks think the more they screw their face up, the better it is. What if your face gets hung like that sometime? What if you die like that? Yeah. But people, they go to God and say, God, forgive me. You don't enjoy praying like you should. Oh, God, forgive me. And about the time you get the victory and here I go, then the devil reminds you of something in your past, whatever that is. You say, but Brother Morton, you don't understand. You don't understand what I did or whatever. I don't care. The Bible said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. Glory to God. And so quit that business of after tonight. Quit that. Oh, God, forgive me. Now, you may go to the Lord in prayer. Say, God, I praise the Lord. Worship God a little bit. God, forgive me my faults, my failures, my sins, my shortcomings. But quit dwelling on whatever you've been dwelling on. You understand? And because of this, some folks cannot worship God like they want to. Oh, yeah. You feel like you got shackles on your feet. Huh? Everybody has a graveyard of unpleasant experience. Everybody has a graveyard of unpleasant experiences. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what I don't do, though. I don't get up every morning, take a cup of coffee, and say, I'm going to go walking through the graveyard. Yeah. Oh, by the way, here a while back I went to the graveyard. I went there. I thought, you know, I'm going to die one of these days if the Lord don't come. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so I said, you know, I need to buy me a little plot of ground so I can be buried someday. And I don't want them saying, behold, he stinketh by now. But anyway, they said, go pick out a place. And they sent somebody out there. And I looked around. I thought, right here would be a good place. Right here would be a good place. And I didn't get a place over by the road, because I didn't want folks driving by that don't like me and spitting out the window. I got in the back over there. And so, anyway, I went back up the office. I said, yeah, I'll take that spot down there, so-and-so. And it was a Friday. And I said, ma'am, do you think you could have that ready for me by Tuesday? She went, huh? But I'm going to tell you what she did. She came to church to see what kind of pastor I was. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The reason that, but some folks walk through the graveyard and say, oh, see that mound of dirt over there? That's a mistake that I committed 15 years ago. That and over there, oh, that was 25 years ago. That right there, that's 10 years. Oh, that's a fresh pile of dirt. That's my latest mistake. No, you don't do that. The reason some people are not going on to new adventures with God is because they are a prisoner of the past. Oh, yeah. The devil tonight would like to blow a trumpet and resurrect all of our past sins and mistakes and failures. We need to forgive ourselves. We must not wallow in our guilt. God's not pleased with it. He's telling you that right now. Continually beating ourselves up is not going to help us or anybody else. But some folks just beat. Oh, I want to throw this in real quick. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, woe to the person, where if it's a husband or a wife or whoever it is, woe to the person that every once in a while reminds, remember, you backslid one time. Remember that affair that you had one time. Or whatever. You understand? Woe to that person. I remember one time in our home church, Brother Rody, our pastor, was going to appoint a new youth director. And this person that he was going to appoint lived for God, served God, so forth and so on and all that. But in their past, way back in their past, when they were a sinner, in fact, they did something that really wasn't right. And did you know there was some so-called saints that was jealous and didn't like it? They said, but remember what so-and-so done one time. I'm telling you, God is going to get them. And sometimes a husband feels like it's his wife, and so he can say that. You better not say that, husband. The wife, because it's my husband, I'll just remind him, you better not do that. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Oh, blessed God. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let the word of God sink in. Glory to God. Listen, if it's under the blood, you better leave it alone. And some folks say, well, because it's my husband or my wife or my mama or my daddy or my brother or my sister or whoever it is, I can do it. No, that's a child of God. David sinned. I don't even like to think about it. I don't like to talk about it. I wish it wasn't in the Bible, but it's there. And it's there to show the mercy of God and the goodness of God and the kindness of God. No, David had done wrong. He reached the place that he couldn't live with himself. Oh, yeah. And then in Psalm 51, you can read his prayer of repentance. He said, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, and blot out all my transgression. Wash me, and I shall be thoroughly. Wash me from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. He said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy, the joy, the joy of thy salvation. David sinned. I'm telling you, he sinned. And thank God for a man of God in his life that came to him and said, David, thou art the man. And thank God, David, to show his sincerity and what a good spirit he had. He humbled himself. He could have said, off with this prophet's head. Off with this prophet's head. But he did not do that. He confessed his sin. He had faith that forgiveness was possible. And he accepted the forgiveness of God and went on with God. That's what you need to do tonight. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Don't be a captive of the past. Don't be a captive of the past. Do not be held back by past failures, whatever that is. When the sun rises tomorrow morning, you're going to enter a new world called the world of beginning again. Tomorrow is a new day. Praise God. You can get up in the morning and say, I'm forgiven. Glory to God. It's all right to dance in your home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Let him that's among us, that's without a fault, failure, shortcoming, or sin, cast the first stone. Yeah, everybody better drop the rocks. That's right. The white man asked the Indian, the American Indian, said, do you believe in ghosts? And the Indian said, we believe anything that has not been buried right will come back to haunt us. And that's what's happened to you tonight. You haven't buried it right. If we confess our sin, I know I keep saying that, but you see, the word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I'm trying to break that rock tonight. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's bury it tonight. Let's bury it tonight. Let's bury it. The reason it's coming back to haunt you, you haven't buried it right. We're going to bury it in Jesus' name tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a song that says, it says, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are gone. I tell you what, there's a scripture I love. Ooh, I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. Let's say tonight, I could take you by the hand and bring you into the presence of God, into the throne room, and say, Lord, this is Saint so-and-so from McMinnville, and they are having a problem because, well, they're a human being, and they made a mistake. In fact, they failed one time. And see, some of you right there in your mind, you're fussing with me, right? Quit you fussing with me. You're fussing with me, but Brother Morton, you don't. I do understand. That's why I'm preaching this. And God understands, and God loves you, and that's why he's laid it on my heart. And I could take you into the presence of God, and I'd say, this is Saint so-and-so from McMinnville, Oregon. Oh, yes, I know them. That's one of my children. They're washed in my blood. They're filled with my spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, I know them. But God, they're having a problem with their past. You know what God would say? And I'm going to give you scripture for it. God would say, past, 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 what past? There is no past. They don't have a past. When I look in the book here, it's clean, it's clear. There's nothing there. You know what the scripture is? In Isaiah 43 and 25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake. And here it is. And I'm reading from the Bible. And will not remember thy sins. God is God, and God can choose to forget. I'm telling you, you remember something that God has already forgotten. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, come on, let's praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, let me tell you something. God has the power to forget. Your record is clean. You hear me? It's clean. But now, here's the human side. We can get forgiveness, but we don't forget. God forgets. But let me tell you something. You can be sitting in the middle of a Pentecostal service like this one tonight and praising God and worshiping God, and all at once, something in your past can pop in your mind. But that doesn't mean you're not forgiven. It just means you're a human being and it came back to your mind. Oh, yeah, but you're forgiven. Did you hear me? You're forgiven. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Another song said, when gloom and sadness whisper, and it will, you've sinned, no use to pray. Then I look away to Jesus, and He tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood. Gloom and sadness will whisper. Oh, yeah, I talked about depression Thursday night. But, oh, tonight is not a night of depression. It's a night of rejoicing because the past is past. It's gone. It's forgotten. It's under the blood. Oh, let's raise our hands again and worship the Lord. Glory to God in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Itabo shanda katabaho sanda. Come on, let's worship God. Let's thank God. Let's thank God. Oh, let's thank the Lord God in Jesus. In a minute, play something. I'll let you know when. Hallelujah. 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 I want to read something else from the scripture. I'm closing. The Lord willing here, real quick. But in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, it says this: know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Then it gives us a list of folks that shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or idol worshippers, or adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is anybody going to heaven? Yes, because the next verse says, and such were some of you. And such were some of you. But what? But you're washed. But you're sanctified. But you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And by saying that, you're setting yourself free. I'm telling you, brother, this is a problem in Pentecost. It really is. It really is. I pastored for a long time, and I've had to help many of people through this. And tonight, we need to close the door on the past. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Say it or think it this way. I'm not what I ought to be. None of us feel like we're what we ought to be. And I'm not what I want to be. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. All of us stand to our feet, lift our hands and worship the Lord. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Let's worship the Lord. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know what? I'm going to ask you to cooperate with me tonight. And I'm not going to put anybody on the spot. But I'm going to ask everybody that can and everybody that will. I'm not just going to say, is there anybody? No, no. I'm not going to do that. We're all going to do this together. Because I don't want to put nobody on the spot. But I want us to come in a moment here. And right up to the edge of the altar and stand around here. Men and women, young people, everybody's welcome. If you're here tonight and you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're welcome to come. If you're not living for God, you're welcome to come. God will forgive you. And we're going to come up here and worship a little while, and then we're going to do something. Praise God. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord as you come. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come right up to the altar and lift your hands and begin to worship God. Everybody that can, come up here. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Everybody that can, come up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.